If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. Oh, there's more.
There's more.
And I say every night we have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. So thanks for staying up.
Last week we did a recap, part one of our wedding weekend. We kind of just rambled it out, which I was worried about, but you all seemed to love it. So thank you for listening to that. We left you on an immense cliffhanger.
Did we get married? Did we go down the aisle?
I don't know. You're going to have to listen to find out. But if you haven't listened to that yet, go over to part one, give that a quick listen before you jump in to the exciting, thrilling part two.
Before we get started, we wanted to say that if you follow us on socials or YouTube or all the different places, you probably see that we're putting the gas pedal. What is the phrase? Pushing the gas pedal? Putting gas on the... We're gassing it up.
The pedal. Putting our foot on the pedal.
Yes.
Pedal to the metal.
We're pedaling to the metaling. all to say that we're so excited about this podcast. Like, this is such a fun thing for Cam and I to do together, and we hope that it becomes a larger part of our focus in life. So we're like pumping out clips on social media. We're doing that. It's kind of the only thing we changed. We're also being more consistent, and we would love...
What? You're so cute. You're like,
I'm like, what did we do? Did we put the pedal on the metal? I don't know.
Yeah, we're starting to.
We're trying. But one thing that would really help us throughout this is if you would follow us on our socials, at Staying Up Pod. And
we're on TikTok now.
We're on TikTok, Staying Up Pod.
So crazy.
See us there. It's the same shit that you'll see on Instagram, but
do not double tell trouble. Them that, honey.
Double trouble is so fun. And then, okay, what was it? Follow. Oh, rate, y'all. If you haven't just like, you don't have to type a review on Spotify or iTunes or whatever. You can literally click the 5 stars.
Or whatever stars you so choose.
You can only click 5 stars. If you don't want to click 5 stars, don't click it. But truly, that really helps. And then there's one other thing.
Oh, we added ads to the podcast. So if you're hearing them before or during, thank you for listening and not getting irritated by them. It really helps us out. Mm-hmm. This does shockingly take a lot of time up from our days. So to be able to kind of like put the effort in, we've purchased, as you can probably hear, it sounds a lot better. We purchased some better equipment. So hopefully our audio is a little bit better, got a little bit of better setup for our camera. We want to make this quality content for y'all listening. So we really appreciate you guys listening to the ads, rating, following us on all the channels. Y'all are the best and we really appreciate it. And hopefully this can replace all of the hours we had spent wedding planning that we now have free.
Yeah, that'd be a vibe.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
What's so funny is when we do these little housekeeping things, I feel so professional, and then when we stop, I'm like, now we really? Can just like, yeah. Doesn't it feel like we're like? It feels like there'd be a teleprompter.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, we're like, remember to like, subscribe, and
oh my god, not to totally derail us before we even get started. Tara and I were on a flight the other day, coming home from a wedding, and we started watching this show. I Love That For You.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And it is so funny, but it's one of the shows that I start thinking in the characters' voices. You know, if you're reading a book or watching a show, you like, even we watched Birdie last night, and I was like,
Catherine called Birdie.
Yeah, and I went to take Riggins out, and I was like, Riggins Arnold, the daughter of Lady Arnold. Like, I just can't help it. So now I'm either thinking as like a QVC salesperson or the country guy.
If you watch I Love That For You, the first two episodes are great. The third was not a vibe for me.
I think you weren't in the mood as well.
That's true, I wasn't.
But also, it's like the shock value of the way they joke is kind of wearing off.
Yeah.
And now it's a little repetitive. But I'm sticking it out. It's going to get good.
I was a little anxious last night.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sad. Okay.
Hey, Anyways.
Anyway. So, okay. So close your eyes with us.
Okay.
We are waiting in that little
with
building.
Bated breath.
With bated breath. What's really cute, actually, you can open your eyes.
Okay,
so we're about to walk down the aisle. But what was really sweet, I thought, was that we were in those two rooms that we could hear each other in and we could talk to each other. Cam and her dad was in one room. Me and my dad were in the other room. And it was just like this cute...
Was your outside door open?
Yeah.
So it was like...
No, but I didn't see you. They closed the door when you walked by.
No, outside door. Yeah. So there was these two doors. So we are both standing in the doorway, basically looking out, and our bridal party is lined up. I actually ran and grabbed my phone because they all looked so cute. I'll have to find a picture and post it on Staying Up's Instagram because it is so sweet. They look so pretty. The sun's coming out. It's like the most gorgeous setup. And then I realized that Taryn's like on the other side of this wall. I wish they had a picture looking at us.
Oh, that would have been cute.
Yeah. And then when I went to walk out, I was like, is her door open? Like, I'm about to see her. And they like rushed and shut the
door. We had strings playing, like a live string trio, which was lovely. They played Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer when we walked down the aisle, which was cute. Mm-hmm. How did you feel going down the aisle?
I instantly, as soon as I walked out there, was not stressed anymore. I was like I mentioned, waiting around makes me anxious. So just standing there waiting for my turn, like when I used to do competitive dance, I would get so anxious when we were like on deck, just standing there. You could hear the other team's music. I hated that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, as soon as your music starts, you zone out, you're good.
Right.
But I felt so anxious. And then as soon as Katie, our wedding planner, was like, all right, Cam, Gordon, you guys ready?
Think I
was
about
like,
baseball. What did she say? Something about baseball.
Yeah, she's like, look up and think about baseball. Because if you're about to cry instantly, you were like, baseball. And it would stop you from crying. And so it worked so well.
She said that to me, and it kind of threw me in a tailspin where I was like, wait, I could probably cry at baseball if I think about how sweet and simple it is for long enough.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's not a long thought. It's supposed to be like, I'm crying thinking about this one thing. I'm crying about getting married or seeing my dad cry or whatever it may be. And then you go, baseball. And then you're like, baseball.
Did you and your dad talk?
Yeah, I don't remember what we talked about. We were just standing there. We didn't have a lot of time. It was pretty quick for me and him.
Okay.
So we were just standing there. And then he was like, are you ready? And then I think he asked me. He was like, let me know if you need me to walk slower, faster. And then we walked out. And I just saw everyone and I was like, holy shit, all of our friends and family are all sat in one little area. And I like forgot that I'm getting married, or not forgot, but I was just like, I never see brides talking to everyone, but they were right there. And our aisle was a normal sized aisle, but we had all of these flower plugs on either side. So it made it really tight, which I loved. It was so cozy and intimate. But then everyone was like, I looked over and I saw like Rolla or somebody, and I was like, "You're right here." I was like, "Can I have a sip of your drink?" When we were walking, but I walked out. I first walked out. Everyone's there, and I was just like, "Oh my god, you guys look so beautiful!" Because they did, like everyone's like colors of their outfits and the sun and the setting. I was like, I was like. It was breathtaking.
Yeah.
I was just like shocked by all of the beauty in front of me. I was like, oh my God. It was so crazy.
That's
how
awesome.
Are you feeling?
When I walked down with my dad?
Yeah.
Well, my dad almost started crying before we went down again. And
he wouldn't even say hi to me when he came in the room.
He
was like, no.
He, in his little cry or pre-cry face.
It's the trying not to cry face.
He looks like he's five. And I can't help but look at him and be like, you're just a little fucking baby.
You're a baby who grew up.
And now your little baby is going to go. Oh. It's just like, it's so sweet.
That will make me cry.
His little
right
face.
Now.
I can't handle it. But anyway, so he like almost started crying again. And then he was like, nope, nope, nope. And then he like clearly is thinking about baseball or some other shit because it's gone.
Clearly thinking about baseball.
And then, they're like, you know, I love the way that our wedding planner was like, all right.
You guys are.
You guys are.
I know.
Like she knows this is like her movie moment. Yeah. You know.
And it started exactly 3:33. She was so.
Oh
proud
yeah.
Of that.
Our wedding started at 3:33
on the dot,
which my mom would not let not happen. She needed that to happen.
Yeah. And it did.
So we're walking down, and mine was less like, oh my god, look at how beautiful everybody is. I was shocked at the flowers.
Oh, me too.
I didn't think that it would get me, but I just was like, I cannot believe this is my wedding.
It looked like, it didn't look fake. It felt like this is like how you feel in a dream looking at your wedding.
Yeah.
Everything was like floaty.
I
was crazy.
I felt like I was in a video game almost.
Yeah.
Like I was like trying to make myself walk, like with like a little joystick like, being like, go girl, go. Like you got to get in there and like. Oh,
it was insane.
Yeah. So I was very overwhelmed. And then I think just like you and like you up there, just.
I was like, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Baseball, baseball.
You looked so like perfect. Yeah. It was just the whole thing was just a very surreal moment.
It was crazy.
And it was just so sweet, like walking with my dad and like. There's a lot of dumb shit to think about. You're like, you have to kick out your dress if your dress is like kind of like not puffy. I don't know what mine is. There's a lot of fabric.
Yeah.
When you walk, it gets like sucked in between your legs. So you have to, they're like, kick out your legs, kick out your legs.
Oh,
and
really?
Then you're trying to look cute for pictures.
Yeah.
And then you're seeing like your best friend from first grade and it's just so overwhelming.
All of those like little things went out of my mind because the only thing we had talked about going into was like, handing my bouquet to Heather, then she hands it back to the next person, and then she was supposed to like make sure my dress and my veil looked right.
Yeah.
But our flowers came in this big U around us, which was so incredible. But it was just like us and then our three brothers officiating right behind us. So we were in this little like bubble and then they were back there. So Heather's trying to communicate it to my brother of like, if her veil goes up, you have to step on it. And she's trying to like whisper this and then passing a tissue to him for me. And I had to like pass it back all snotty. But
it was so sweet.
It was just like, it was so perfect.
And then our brothers co-officiated.
Oh, best decision ever.
So Cam's brother, Lee, and then my brothers, Jason and Brett. And we kind of, that whole process, it was long and silly, but like in short, we basically split it up and said which portions of the ceremony we thought they would do best with.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, Jason, got like the bulk of it, like the middle, and he was very anxious leading up, but then you would never know. He felt like a professional officiant.
Oh God,
when
yeah.
he was up there. It was
incredible.
Amazing. Your brother seemed nervous to me, which made me want to cry.
Yeah. I did not expect him to be nervous at all. My brother's pretty great with public speaking, and he was so lax about it. Like where Jason was so nervous leading up, my brother was like, yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah, cool. Like any notes I gave him, he was like, of course. Yeah. Like was acting like he was like not really worried at all.
Yeah.
And then up there I could hear in his little voice being nervous, and I was like,
I know. It was like,
that's so sweet.
And he whatever, so fucking sweet. And we, one thing that we loved was we basically wrote different parts of the ceremony that we knew we wanted included. And a bulk of that was during Lee's part, where we just like wanted to have a cool opening to what marriage meant to us and like what the ceremony meant. And one of the parts that I was really adamant about is that I wanted a moment to like break the fourth wall. I'll talk about this more later, but that was so special because when you're standing in front of all of your favorite people and then your favorite people are to the left and the right and you're marrying the love of your life and it's just so overwhelming, it feels like you're like in a play, like you're putting on this like weird performance. And so we made a point to put it in the ceremony that like there was a moment for us to look around and like say hi to people and wave and be like, oh, we're at a thing with our friends also. Like this is not just like you watching it. This is like us being a part of a thing together. And that was really special.
I mean, if not, because we wanted it to feel like we were just like in our living room. And I did, because of the way it was so cozy. It almost, if we didn't say something, would have felt like we invited everyone over to our house for a dinner party. And then when they got here, they were greeted by somebody else. And then we came like strutting down the stairs and did like a little ditty. And then we're like, hey guys. It would have felt so performative if we didn't acknowledge them. And that's why, like, naturally when I wanted to talk down the aisle, I was like, I'm just gonna do it. I don't care if I do or I don't, if anyone thinks it's weird or it like throws it off, whatever. And then being up there and being like, hi guys, and looking out and being like, oh my god, what's up, was just so special.
There were also a couple moments like during rehearsal where they like our brothers would like say something or whatever, and I would jokingly look out to the audience. There's no audience because it was rehearsal, but I would jokingly look out and be like, bleh. And Cam was like, dude, I'll kill you. You said something like, don't do that or something. But
it's,
in a,
it's the specific movement that kind of
gives you the ick.
I was going to say irks me, so I didn't have to, because I know you hate when I say it gives you the ick.
However, I couldn't not do things during the ceremony. And it, I just let them fly.
I don't think you did the specific thing, though. Thank
what is
God.
It? What's this? Tell me.
When you're like, like, you look like you're trying to be like a little like tick. You look like mom trying to be cool.
Oh, that hurts to hear, because that's so not what it is. It's just a moment of like,
but that's the thing, like you did it more natural during the ceremony where it was, you were like, he like, woo,
dude, not me giving you the ick during our wedding ceremony.
Well, you didn't, thank you.
I'm pretty sure I did that, like,
well, love's in the air because it didn't bother me at all.
The sun was in Cammie's eyes.
I was just gonna say, the only thing I would have changed literally about our entire wedding weekend is I got up there and I have the most sensitive eyes. Like, I will, it could be raining and overcast and I want to have sunglasses on. My eyes are so sensitive. Even though our ring light right now is kind of irritating me. But we got up there and I'm standing. I almost asked Taryn to swap me sides. I was like, I can't do this. I can't see anything. So I was standing there and I probably looked so nervous because I was just standing. I was holding Taryn's hands, staring at them, because as soon as I looked up, I was like, oh, my eyes are so dry already from all the makeup that I was like, I can't do this. So then I was either staring at her hands or I would try to look up at her and I couldn't because the sun was just above her head still. So then I would land on her titties. So 90% of the ceremony, I'm just like, we're holding hands and I'm like, and then I'm like, looking out, everyone's probably thinking I'm just staring, and her boobs look so good. So I was like, everyone will get it. No, everyone will get it, but it's, oh my God. And I was like, people can tell that I'm blinded right now by light. And then I was like kind of hunched over trying to like get the sun to go behind Taryn's eyes. And I'm in this like strapless dress. So I'm like, I need to have good posture for photos. So every couple minutes I'd be like shaking it out, try to have a really nice posture, look at her for a couple seconds and pray that our photographer and videographer was getting a good picture. And then I'd go back
I
to my little
I love
that
you
like,
say videographer. I love that you say
shut
the O.
Up.
I just love it.
Videographer.
No, I love that you go videographer.
Videographer.
Our videographer.
Whatever.
I do love it.
But yeah, and then I did my vows and I couldn't look at Taryn, which was frustrating because I want it to be like this special intimate moment where I'm like looking you in the eyes and I couldn't see. But then the gods came out and they like tucked the sun just behind your head for your vows.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I shimmied and took a little step, and I can't wait till we get the raw footage from our videographer where I kind of like slowly step one tiny step closer to you and a little bit closer to the audience, our friends, the people sitting.
I know. I'm like, what is that word?
The people sitting down.
Guests.
Our guests, so I like take one little step to my right and one step forward, and then I just got the sun to go behind her head if I stood perfectly, and I was like, oh, I can see her.
I love that for
There's
us.
There's her little face.
Your vows were beautiful.
Thanks. It was a blur.
That part was a blur.
I'm already horrible at reading, especially if I'm nervous. I've done this since I was a kid. I like lost my place, and then I had like kind of an issue with reading when I was a little kid because my eyes weren't developed, so I would go...
She always says, my eyes weren't developed.
They weren't. They thought I had a learning disability, and then I did all these tests, and they're like, she can't see.
I just beg of everyone to have a visual of what Cam looks like.
I had to wear little glasses when I was little.
Shame. That is just so sweet. But your eyes are perfect now.
Yeah, I have a great vision now. But I still have all those issues. Yeah, they're overdeveloped. But I wouldn't be able to find my spot when I could read, so I'd go until I could find it, and then I'd pick it back up. And it was just so embarrassing. So I was like, these people think I can't fucking read. I swear I can read. And then I would hate reading out loud. So now I actually am really bad at reading out loud. It's just true. So I was already nervous, and then I couldn't see. So I kept losing my spot, and I had to like ask for this note I gave Brett earlier that he was like hiding and handing to me. So I was like thinking about that. I just didn't deliver it the way I wanted to.
I don't think that that's true at all.
That's sweet.
Just think about the times where you think something went a certain way, and then you see a video of it, and you're like, "Oh, it was totally
fine." No, I know
totally
when I see
fine.
The video, I'm gonna be like,
"Killed it, crushed it."
No, I was just I was just literally just reading. There was no like, and I couldn't look up because as soon as I looked up, blinded by the light, and then like,
whoa, method acting for a second there. As soon as I looked up,
but I'm so glad at rehearsal they were like running it. And they're like, "Okay," and then you'll. Hand it to Cam and she'll read her vows Taryn, she'll read her vows, and I was like, there's not a chance in hell I'm following Taryn's vows. There's just no world. Like, mine are gonna be good, sure, but Taryn's are going to be great, and if I go first, it's gonna be like everyone's gonna be like, oh, so sweet, so great, and then Taryn goes and they're like, oh my god, amazing. But if Taryn goes first and you're like, oh my god, amazing, and then I go, it's like you don't have your opening act follow the main show. That would be horrendous.
You're very sweet.
So thank God we did it right.
That said, many people did be crying during my vows, which I loved.
Yeah. You special. Were aware of that? You like saw that?
You could not see the movement happening.
Oh, I didn't see anyone during yours. I was locked here.
Big movement.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Cries are like the claps of
Stop it. I'm joking.
I was just really excited. I've been excited to give vows my whole life. So it's really special. Yeah. Which we may or may not read vows on the next
day. I was just going to say, people have asked if we would share our vows. And people have asked for videos in general. We absolutely will share. It takes a while to get them back, like weeks, months, I don't know, years. We may do an episode where we read our vows. We've been wanting to read them to each other again because there's just so much going on. I really want to like take it in again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I want to only do that privately and not with y'all. Maybe we'll let Taryn just read her vows. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure if that's part that I want to share with everyone. I might want to just like leave it in the moment, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
See how many reviews we get. Just kidding.
If you guys smash the fucking like button, you're going to the vows.
If we have 1 million listeners by next week, 100% I'll
imagine.
Do it.
Okay. The rest of the ceremony was sweet. Everything was great. My brother said, I now give you Cammy and Taryn. Now I'm announcing for the first time Cammy and Taryn Arnold Scott.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. Brett called me Karen.
Oh,
and
my
that
God.
Was a funny moment.
Not him getting his own sister's name
wrong. Not him getting my
name
wrong.
It's our Cammy and Taryn.
And it's like upsetting that just like one letter off happens to be the
worst name.
Least favorite name.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Think of it of like as like Karen from Daisy Jones and the Six.
Vibes. I'll take that.
There we go.
Wait. I'm just going to keep doing it. Okay. So then we took a bunch of pictures, which you don't need to know about. There's nothing there to share, right?
Oh, they were great. It was really fun. Our photographer killed it. Amazing.
And as someone that doesn't like taking pictures,
She makes it so easy.
And
Asha Bailey Photography.
Quick tip.
Hit her up.
If you don't like pictures, if you're uncomfortable in front of a camera, tell your photographer that, because then they will like kind of baby you through it. Not baby you in a way of like, okay, now you're going to go like this and now you're going to, but just kind of like they will make it fun and they will kind of make you forget what you're doing. And Asha is like queen at that. It was just perfect.
I think wedding photographers are so good because they're not typically working with models. Like it's, I find it way harder to go on like a photo shoot with somebody who I know has worked on big campaigns or with models or with even like super, super outgoing people where I'm like, I'm going to get nervous as hell. You need to coddle me. But she's just so good.
She coddled me.
Loved it.
I was right on her little bosom. Coddled.
Anyway. Our timing worked out so nicely too. Like we were kind of told that like we couldn't get all these things done in the way that we wanted. Like everyone on the internet, everyone is like, no, that can't work. And it worked so well. Yeah. They like after photos whisked us away to our little area back into our bedroom. And it was so sweet. We got to basically watch cocktail hour, but also everyone could see us. So it was a little bit of a fishbowl moment.
It was giving. From our point of view, it felt like it was giving one-way mirror where it was like, look at everybody. We're snacking on all the appetizers and shit. But then like every once in a while, someone would like look at you and then take a picture. And I was like, this is a fucking zoo. This is not one-way
mirror. But we were just like sat there eating all of our all the apps from the cocktail hour. They brought us a little spicy skinny mezcal margarita, the TNC. It was so great. And then they were like, y'all ready to get out there? And it was so nice. We got a little bit of time at cocktail hour, which is exactly what I wanted. I wanted just enough time to be like, holy shit, y'all, we did
They introduced us there.
Yeah.
Which we wanted. So basically, we didn't want the like big moment. It was still kind of a big moment, but we didn't want to do the little like, groomsmen, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I want the bridal party.
It's called bridesman.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that term, we've been calling them bridesmen, but I don't know if that's right. I think they should still be bridesmaids because they're still your maids. I don't know. Anyways, that's a topic for another day.
I was saying bridesmen.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely didn't want that moment. I always feel like it's just never it's never as like cute and funny as you think it's going to be.
And it's always like people going like, the fishing thing and then they reel them in or
it's just uncomfy.
It's so
and like
uncomfy.
We already saw them all, like that was what the ceremony was for. You saw them all. We don't need to have like them come back out. And a lot of our bridal party thanked me for that, so
good.
I was like, good decision.
Mine didn't say anything. Mine never thanked me for anything, just kidding. But I was really proud of the song that we walked out to in the cocktail hour. I don't know what it's called, but it's like,
I think it's just called
Girls as Players Too. That song. It was just really cute because it was just like the two of us like walking out.
Love that we went out with zero plan. We didn't say like we were literally just walked out. And then I had to be like, come here, give me a kiss.
It was the most like politician I've ever felt multiple times that night.
You said
that
like the whole weekend.
I just felt like I was like on a campaign for something, but it was like on a campaign for me.
Well,
I guess you always are, but for nothing. I was on campaign for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wedding week felt like campaign trail.
I get that. Yeah.
It's just like a lot of handshaking, hugging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being like, oh my God.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Trying to remember people's names.
Oh, tough. Yeah. Tough.
Anyway, cocktail hour was lovely. Then we headed over to our
reception.
Which was also an unplanned but hilarious moment where like we unveiled the Riglin bar. And everyone took pictures of us, and it was like that was very zoo.
Oh yeah, we kind of just ended up standing in front of it. Yeah, I don't really.
So I think someone was like, "You should take a picture in front of the Riglin."
I think Bia asked if she could take a picture of us in front of it. Somebody asked,
but then a big thing that we wanted to make sure that we did was have like a bar that was run by our dogs for our wedding, and
we wanted to feel like more of a not a wedding bar, like a prop, like a pop-up bar,
like a proper pop-up. And and so we had this like picture here. Well, no, because you'd have to edit that. You could look at it on our Instagram. We had this like big round bar that had like seats, and it had menus in like little menu books. Like
so
it,
cute.
It had matches that said the Riglin. Like we went all out, which was really special. And Riglin is Franklin and Riggins, Riglin, not just Riggy, which people thought. But anyway, we walked up to
people think
it.
Her name's Riglin now.
I know. Like, I heard someone call her that the other day.
Sam. I was like, why do you keep calling her Raglan?
That's cute. But we like stood in front of it and like we're like smiling and we're like the Raglan, whatever. But then someone took a picture, apparently Bia, and then it became this like mob. I don't know if you remember this or not.
I don't really remember.
There were like 40 people taking our picture.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I felt like everyone, we were kind of like low-key going to do a little bit of a receiving line to say hi to everyone. So yeah. I felt like people were like waiting to try to say hi to us.
Yeah.
In that moment. That's true. That's a good point. I didn't feel like they were all just taking our picture.
They were. But because I saw all these like, you know, phones. But yeah. Which was just a very silly moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that.
And then we had like our first dance, which we did not plan at all. The only thing we planned were who was singing. So we had Stephen Rabel, Taryn's bridesman. Is that his name? Bridesman. Mm-hmm. he sang our first dance song. It's Love to Love You, which is his song.
Best ever.
Piano version.
Yes.
Live version.
Piano live.
Yeah. And then we just had him like cut it a little bit, which I think he brought up, so thank God he did.
Yeah, because he was like, it's like a 4-minute long song.
Yeah, we were like, oh,
and we don't want to be too long standing there. You know what I loved? What? So our dance floor was like kind of far from our head table where mm-hmm. all the bridal party sits. The bridal party all got up and stood on either
did
side.
Did anyone tell them to do
I
that?
I don't think so.
They
I
were
think
just they just there to watch. See it. They like, because our like head table or whatever it is was all the way in the back. So I think they all, because we had just sat down and then we're like, okay, we're going to go up and do our first dance.
I just loved it.
It was really cute. Like looking to the side and them all just being there, like smiling was
yeah,
so
like
sweet.
We were singing to each other and just like vibing. And then I looked over and it would be like a friend or whatever. And I was just like, that's so cute.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
And then my friend Kevin Garrett sang Golf on TV by Len and Stella.
Amazing.
While we dance with our parents, because we love that song, and then it like kind of references parents in it. So we're like, this is cute. It's hard to find a good song for you to dance with parents to, because you want it to be like sweet and slow. I didn't want it too on the nose with the parents, but you also don't want it like too romantic.
Yeah.
The
so like I loved you first, those kind of songs. I'm always like,
yeah, that song was so perfect. Yeah. And Kevin's actually sang a duet with Lennon. So I was like, I bet he knows how to feed off of her style.
Yeah.
And it was it sounded like it was like pre-recorded. He was so good.
It was
wild. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, that was super special. How was your dance with your parents?
It was so sweet. Thank God you timed it well. Like, I wasn't thinking about that they're shorter versions of songs. So I don't remember what I talked with my parents about at all. I just remember looking around. The sun was just dipping down over the mountains. Mm. And it was like, it was just like the moment when I walked out into the ceremony area where it was so surreal, felt like a dream. I was like, oh my God. My dress, I couldn't really lift my arms up. So I was like, when I went to dance with my dad, I was like, I don't really know where to put my arms because I can't move them. And he's like, you're fine. Just put them wherever. And it was just cozy. And we were just like dancing.
Cute.
I don't remember what we talked about. It went by so quick. And then I looked at you and you're like, should we have our moms come up? So halfway through we switched with our moms. And then that was really sweet too.
I don't remember what I said to my dad at all, but I do remember, I'll remember this forever, but my mom was so emotional and her little eyes, she just was looking up at me with her eyes so open and big and just was like, like as if she was saying like, like, it felt like that energy. Yeah. It was so sweet.
I wanted to like, watch probably, you guys all day. I was like, honestly.
Me and my dad were probably like, did you see Mr. Goodwin? Yeah. I said hi. Cool. Did you see? It was probably that energy.
Yeah.
But it was still sweet.
I think mine was just on the, like, vibes of, like, holy shit. This is crazy.
Yeah.
How perfect is this? Can you believe this? This is insane. Wow. I love you. Thank you. It was kind of just that.
Okay. Then we did our dances. Then we sat down for dinner.
Dinner and speeches.
For dinner, we had, actually, I'll get there after. Speeches were an absolute vibe.
Oh, my
highlight
God.
Of the weekend.
We didn't have best man, maid of honor vibes because it just felt weird to, like, pick your favorite person since we weren't having our siblings in it. So for speeches, we also kind of had the same feeling. So I had two of my best friends, Steph and Sim, do it together. And Taryn had... Go ahead.
I had my three best guy friends do it together. And theirs was...
They're called the Yeah Boys.
We refer to our friend group as the Yeah Boys because there's this stupid internet video of this guy.
Oh my God, I just realized I've never known why.
Oh yeah, there's this video of this surfer who's he's describing his perfect wave.
Yeah.
And it's so dramatic. He's like, yeah, and then this hot girl gets on the wave with me and then she's on my board and it's so funny because it's just so dramatic.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm carving, I'm flying. And then he's like, then me and this girl, she bends over and I slap her butt or some, what? It's so stupid. And then he's like, then I look onto the shore to my friends and I go, yeah, boy.
Oh, it's of that. Course that's what it is. That makes so much sense.
It's called like the perfect wave or something on YouTube. Anyway, so we call ourselves that. They get up and do this speech that is some of the most important, kindest, sweetest shit that I will take with me for the rest of my life.
It was really special.
Yeah, I can't even. The photos, I haven't gotten them yet, but I know.
Taryn was so, like, napkin fully covering her whole head. Like, she was like hyperventilating, crying.
Like, if I don't know that I was smiling, but if you see the pictures, you'd probably think I just got like the worst news of my life. Like, I was like ill.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like dead. DOA. It was, yeah.
It was so special.
And it was funny because my girls thought that the boys were going to be so fun. Like, they were like, we got to up the funniness because, like, I bet the boys are going to be like 80% jokes, 20% sweet. But I think my girls actually ended up telling more jokes because they were like trying to be on par with them.
Yeah.
And they ended up like, yeah, being like a little bit more silly.
It was,
I mean, theirs was so sweet, was so too. Sweet, yeah. I didn't realize how much pressure we were putting on our friends doing a group speech. That's so much hard. Like, speech alone is hard. I was thinking you're taking the pressure off. You don't have to do it alone. But it's so hard to find a good balance. Like, your boys, the way they opened it, I can't wait for that footage. They did like three different ways. It was like, they were like, I love Taryn. Like, they were like taking turns and then they all started talking at the same time.
They were like,
so
no, we're
funny.
Not gonna do it like that. We all wanted to start it our own way. And then they were all like,
so anyway, Taryn. It was so funny.
So cheesy. It's
I can't wait for that video.
Then my dad and mom spoke. And yeah, wow, so saying dad and mom felt weird. My mom and dad.
Yeah, dad and mom.
My dad and mom spoke, and my dad roasted me for
it was so
15 minutes or
something.
He
literally
shit.
Would finish one and then be like, wow, you guys like that one? Wait, I got another one for you. I get another. It was so funny. And they were like the sweetest, most like niche little moments.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
They all revolved. The basis of it was like, Cam, here are things you need to know about Taryn before you get married. But then they really weren't. He just kind of went rogue and was just like,
they're just the weirdest things.
Weird stories.
Like, most bizarre moments. But it was really funny because it was like, if those are your worst, quote-unquote worst moments, it was just like really silly.
That
was so sweet.
That's a nice way to look,
you know,
at
what
it.
I mean, yeah. Where it was like he talked about how much like you loved milk, which is pretty gross.
That is gross.
But
past tense. But then he said sweet stuff, and then my mom came in as the ringer and was like all the kind and all the sweet and just perfect.
It was perfect. It was such a good balance. It was so them.
Yeah.
It was just everything was so sweet, so great.
Then Cam was pretty adamant early on that she didn't want to like spend too much time at our actual reception going around and saying hi to everybody. Not because you don't want to say hi to people. It's just like,
well, that's why we had the whole weekend to like, we talked about last time. You see these people and these people and these people, because if you just go around to the tables the whole time, we don't spend time with each other. We don't enjoy the wedding. It's just over. You're like, you just spent the whole time saying hi.
But then we like actually ended up wanting to do it at some point.
But
we,
once
like,
we were sat there, we were so excited to go talk to everyone. We were like, people we hadn't seen yet.
Yeah.
And we were like there were people who had just gotten there that day. And we're like, should we get out there? Let's go say hi to everyone.
Dude, one of my family friends was there who he's like, do you like my suit? And I was like, I love your suit. You look awesome. And he's like, I wore this suit to get married when you were my flower girl.
So
fucking
and
God.
What a flex that what it like flex. Fits perfectly.
I know.
So you're like, okay, I see you.
It was awesome.
It was just so sweet. So like, literally we were like rushed. We were eating our food, which most couples don't even get to eat. We finished eating and we were like,
we ate
let's get out there. Let's go say hi to everyone. Or we said hi to a few people. Then we ate. And then we're like, let's get back out there. But as soon as we got out there to say hi to everyone, it was like a mob. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, campaign trail.
But it was just like, you could just see people waiting behind the person you're talking to, which made me a little anxious because I didn't want anyone to feel like I was rushing to say like to move on from them, but I also didn't want to keep anyone waiting too long. So I was like, I don't want to disappoint anyone here, but I feel like I'm kind of going to disappoint everyone here, but everyone gets it. That was all in my head. Anyone I talked to was like, no, I feel like we spent so much time with y'all. It was just so nice.
It was perfect.
And everyone kept being like, you guys don't have a drink. Can I get you a drink? You don't have your desserts. Can I get you desserts? Like, everyone was so sweet trying to like keep us having fun.
We had two different dance party situations. The first one was at the actual reception, after dinner and dessert and all that stuff. And there was like a live saxophone person and a live percussionist and whatever. My one regret is that I didn't even see that.
Not at all.
Danced on the dance floor for maybe a minute total. And most of it is me being like moshed around by friends, like screaming and being excited. But like,
well, I didn't even enjoy the dancing because I was like feeling anxious of like, do I need to be doing stuff? Because like people were still trying, as I was dancing, people were trying to like talk to me. And I was like, that is the one moment I was like, oh my God, I'm a little overwhelmed.
I'm just so bummed that I missed the live sax.
Me too.
Because like that was the one thing that I was adamant that we needed, where I was like, oh, I want like a DJ, but then I want something playing on top of it to make it feel real, kind of live bandy.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see the footage.
Me too. And like, yeah, everyone said it was great. We got out there and I started dancing and you went up to the bar right away.
To get us espresso martinis.
I know. But then I was dancing with a couple of my friends and then your friend Ryan was like getting the party starting. He is like all of 8 feet tall. It is insane.
He was jumping.
And I was trying to like jump with him and I was like, you're so tall. And he was like, it's okay, just keep jumping. I was like, okay. And it put me in the best mood. It was so sweet.
Fast forward like 2 hours later and he's like shirtless, he's like on our dance floor,
topless dancing, going crazy. But I do, even though we didn't get to spend too much time in that aspect dancing and partying, really set the tone for the night.
Where, oh my God, yeah.
Like, it was the perfect music of, like, got the younger people up, got the older people up, got, like, every type of person was, like, ready to go dancing, having fun.
Yep.
But then, like, before we knew it, we were being whisked away to go change into our after party outfit. And I was like, already? We're here for five minutes.
I also hate changing in front of people. Like, I was never the girl growing up that was, like, comfortable taking my clothes off in front of other people.
Oh, yeah, me either.
I feel like I was so jealous of those girls.
Yeah,
that could just be like, woo. I think it's because I'm like self-conscious.
Well, it was like
boobs.
Confidence that they were just like not. It was like, oh, you're clearly not insecure about your body if you're just like whipping your clothes off.
Yeah, but so we like all went to change into our after party outfit.
Just you and me.
Well, yeah, but then also our
Planners game.
Our planners game. Yeah. And obviously, we spent a year talking to these people, so like we're semi close to them now. They gave us shots.
Oh, yeah.
Which was great.
It was so cute. They had like always had us covered with food and drinks and making sure that even in the moments where we had to do something, we were enjoying it.
But then I had this like personal win moment where I was like, I like took my clothes off because they were like, oh, we don't care. Just go. Like, let's hurry.
Oh, I went in the bathroom. I was like,
I didn't. And then I couldn't decide what I wanted to wear under my suit. And they were like helping me decide. Yeah. And I was like, this feels so fun. I feel like, I don't know if anyone will get this, but I felt like a proper girl in that moment where I was like, oh my God, like, ooh.
You were like helping me get dressed and picking my little outfit.
Me and the girls getting ready.
Really cute.
That was a cute little moment.
Yeah. And then I had just got my dress. I bought so many outfits for the after party because I did a lot of TikToks on it. So if you follow me on TikTok, you saw. I just couldn't decide. Nothing was feeling right. So literally on Friday, I got a couple pieces delivered and I had been talking to my friend Simone about it and I ran into the bathroom whenever Taryn's mom and sister-in-law's brought them over for me. And I ran in to go try them on and Sim came running and she was like, I knew you were coming back here to try these on right away.
I knew you were fruity.
And I just tried them on over my swimsuit. So my dress was like a big scoop and I just don't have the boobs to like fill that out and keep it where it needs to be. So I put it on and I quickly realized like, everything was out. So I had to pin the back. I kind of had just like a wardrobe malfunction for the whole night, but I just did not care until I finally pinned the front. And then I was like so comfy and moving. I was like, I should have done that all night. But that was just so fun to change.
Of all of that.
Oh, I would be like dancing, taking pictures in the photo booth, taking a shot. And whoever I was with, I was like, can you clip me? Everyone was just like helping me not have my titties out all night. But it was just so fun to like go get changed. And then we like did a little mini photo shoot in those outfits. It was just so, I was just having a blast.
So our after party was disc hoedown themed. So it was in a barn that was just like a 2-minute walk from where all the other stuff was. And we just like really laid into the barn theme.
You were like, well, there's a barn here and we're going to have our after party in this area. How do we make this kitschy and fun and lean into it?
So we got a million cowboy hats that had like little blinking lights on them. And then a bunch of like neon signs that said like yeehaw and shit like that. And then we did our grand entrance there once everyone had their hats on.
It was so cute walking up to the barn. The doors are open. We ordered these hats off a site called Party Glows, and they're just like sparkly cowboy hats that have like this LED strip around them.
Yeah.
And they were set to like the flashing mode, which is also a funny thing I'll to note later. But we're walking up and you just see this sea of like flashing lights and everyone raging. I was like, I am so excited.
It was so awesome. Open bar still, so people were still getting wild.
Oh my god, the photo booth, tequila and mezcal bottles we went through. It was crazy.
Insane. Photo booth, and then there were
the cigar roller outside.
There was a cigar roller outside. There was all vegan food, like junk food.
We had like grilled cheese. I said that weird. Grilled cheese, sliders, fries, all vegan.
Yeah.
I didn't get a slider. That's my other one.
I didn't get a slider either, but I did get like three grilled cheeses.
Like out. That's the thing. I think like the people who were outside said there was so much food, and the people inside were like, yeah, I didn't see much until the end. There was grilled cheese and fries. I think they just, the sliders were really good and kept getting stopped.
Yeah.
They couldn't get inside. Like the people were passing it and they would be like, oh my God.
Well, but it's also like, it'd be weird if they went onto the dance floor with like a thing of sliders. That's what my mom
was
saying.
She's like, how are people going to eat on the dance floor? I was like, well, I ate on the dance floor. Well, I did it, mama.
Anyway, very special. What was I going to say? There was a callback.
The hats.
Oh my God. The anxiety in me could not handle that the hats were blinking. It was like blinking lights, and there were 100 to 150 of them or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to get a seizure. Like, I've never had a seizure before, but that was my thought, you know, blinking, too many blinking lights and you get a seizure, which is not real. But I mean, no, some people do.
If you have seizures.
If you have seizures.
You need to put like flash warnings on things because it can cause a seizure in people who have seizures, not people who don't, like Taryn.
Yes. So I went outside at some point and I was like, dude, I can't be in there for that long. I'm freaking out. I'm going to get a seizure at my wedding. And then Brianne Williamson was there and I was like, her and I were just talking and I said something like, dude, like, I can't, these hats, man. And... some people's were blinking and some people's were not. And I was like, so there must be a setting. She's like, yeah, there's a setting in here. And you can just change it to just.
Yeah, the first one blinks, second one's solid.
Yeah. And I kid you not, like 10 minutes later, out of 125 blinking hats, there were probably 10 left that were still blinking because Brie went around ripping hats off people's heads, swapping it to the non-blinking setting so that I wouldn't be anxious. Yeah. It was like the sweetest.
That was the cutest thing ever. Yeah, she took everyone's hat off, so switched sweet. It, put it back on them. Was like, continue.
Nobody knew. Everyone's just like, okay.
I'm like, what is this girl doing?
It was so cute.
Yeah, that's really
That
sweet.
Dance party was insane. So much fun. Yeah,
our friend Jess DJ'd, which we didn't know. She literally had food poisoning. Like,
she just
the days leading up, we had no idea that she didn't feel well. And she just partied all night and played the best music. I felt so bad when I found out. I was like, we could have thrown on a Spotify playlist. Like, 100%. You did not need to be doing this when you were, like, worried you were going to vomit.
To be fair, it would have not been as good as Jess.
It would have been. No, it would have been horrendous without her.
Yeah. It would have been a lame disco down.
But not worth it for her to not feel good. I mean, it was worth it. But so thanks, Jess.
I feel like I got on the microphone a couple times.
You did. And then you made everyone do shots. You went and got a tray.
Well, I do remember
after
that.
After you promised everyone you would not be doing shots at our wedding.
I do remember that.
You went up and you were like, there was a group of you and you're like, let's do shots. Okay. I walked up and you're like, Cam, should we do shot? And I was like, sure. And you're like, what if we all did shots? And at this point, it was late and people, a good amount of people had left. There was probably like
45 people, 40 people.
I was going to say like 70, 80. It was still like pretty busy, but it was mainly our friends really dancing. Yeah. A lot of other people were like outside eating, smoking cigars, chatting. And you ordered like a tray of
half tequila,
25 shots. Yeah. And then you just like pass them out and made everyone take
And I made everybody say yeehaw. I remember that too.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
It was so fun.
I wasn't even drunk. I don't
know.
We talked about that when we got back to bed. It was
weird.
It was just like a constant tipsy, which I recommend.
Yeah. There was like a point towards the end of the night where I was like, I'm feeling this. But then I don't remember like how we ended the after party.
Well, literally just the amount of people that left on the shuttles to go back to the hotel.
Oh, the final shuttles left. That's it.
It was just our people staying at the villa. Maybe, so everyone was like, just like kind of in PJs at that point.
Yeah. We could have stayed in there all night. Like there was no curfew, thank goodness. But yeah, I think the final shuttle was at midnight or whatever. And then we just walked up to the house, put on swimsuits. Everyone got in the pool, got in the jacuzzi. And then we were all like, some people were still drinking and vibing. And then eventually Tara and I were in the hot tub and we looked at each other and I was like, I'm really tired. And she's like, I'm really tired too. And we're like, should we go to bed? And we got in bed and like giggled and gossiped. I was trying to watch everyone's stories because everyone had been posting and it kept connecting via Bluetooth to the big speaker that everyone's like vibing out, listening to music so loud out there. And all of a sudden it would like blast clips of our wedding. I was like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing that we're in here just watching our wedding, smiling like losers.
It was so special, you guys. And then we had brunch the next day. I felt tired.
I was tired. Like over socialized, but I felt so good. I woke up and I was like, I'm literally 0% hungover. I'm like emotionally hungover, but not physically.
I was tired.
Yeah. And then we stayed another night, which was great because we had to like, I didn't even think about having to like clean stuff up. That's the other thing. We would have like hired somebody to like make sure everything was cleaned up because after like everyone left and they like took all the like vendors took their stuff, they kind of like left stuff. And because we were running an Airbnb, we had to leave it as you would an Airbnb. So we're like, there can be like full garbage bags all over the property. So we had to do a little bit of that. But my parents and brother and sister-in-law came over. My dad and brother helped out.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was like doing dishes. And we just chilled.
My parents came and picked stuff up.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank God they took so much of that stuff.
Y'all, we can't end it on a trashy trash note. We can't be talking about how we had to clean. Let's say it was truly
best wedding ever.
Truly the best day of my life.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I was like joking of how that's kind of funny. I'm like, when people say their wedding was their best day of their life, like, I'm sure it's great, but like best day, like, well, it can't be what your life is all about. It was the best day ever.
It was
so fun.
It was just the perfect mix of like sexy and cute, really. The
perfect combination of sexy and cute. So we're already at 52 minutes. Do we want to, we both have like quick little bullet points of tips of why we think this went so well.
Yeah.
Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, you want to kick us off?
You're kicking us off.
I don't remember which one I was supposed to kick us off with. Oh, okay, yeah. This is kind of like it might come off annoying, so just trust the process, ride this out with me. I think our overall mindset, which I've talked about a lot on this podcast throughout the planning process and throughout the wedding, really, really made this a better situation. And I mean that in the sense of we went in like, we are going to try to stress this as little as possible. Of course, things will happen that are out of our control and we're going to feel stressed inevitably, especially those weeks leading up. But roll with the punches. And also like when I was feeling anxious, I kind of let myself feel that. And I heard a lot of people say like kind of expect the worst so that you're not thrown off when things inevitably go wrong at your wedding. I didn't go in like that. I woke up on the day and I was like, this day is perfect. It was this combination of being incredibly optimistic and positive, but rolling with the punches, knowing that, yeah, of course things are going to come up, but it doesn't matter. None of that is important. As long as like you and your person are there and your people are there, it's all going to go right. And I think having that mindset made me see everything through like rose colored glasses, where even if something like my dress actually got covered in dirt after we took photos right before walking down for the ceremony, I literally couldn't care less. I was like, and they'll edit those out in the pictures and none of these people looking are like, oh no, her dress is dirty.
Nobody's like looking at nobody dress cares like that. Yeah.
So I think mindset is incredibly important, which again, I know that can be annoying, but it was.
First tip from Cammie. Second tip from me is lean in when you care about something and lean out when you don't. It's very easy during the planning to like want to get your paws in everything. And then you see a mock-up of something or something plays out a certain way and you're like, how the fuck, what happened here? And the goal, I think, is just to say, is to pick early on, what are the things I really, really care about that I don't want to see anything. I don't want anything to go past me without me looking at it. And what are the things that, like, not a big deal?
Yeah.
So not a big deal things for us. Trying to think if there was anything that, like, we.
Well, I think that almost is more important for balancing us. Like,
yeah,
there were things that we would share our opinions on that, like, if I didn't have a big opinion on it and Taryn did and my opinion was different than hers, who cares? Like, let mine go. She cares about it. Let her have that thing and vice versa.
Yeah. And then it was like the things that I really cared about, it was a really fun thing to focus on during all of this. Where, like, I really cared about our stationery and our menus and, like.
And that made it enjoyable.
And it made it enjoyable. Like, that's the stuff that I liked pouring my time into.
Yeah.
And then how my makeup looked, I was like, I don't care. So as long as it gets done at some point, then that's lovely.
Luckily, we kind of cared about opposite things a lot. So everything was kind of covered. That's my other tip. Just make sure you marry a woman. Like, we were both.
We can leave you with one tip.
We were both very. Everyone I hear that's like a straight couple, I'm like, it's mainly the girl planning it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's.
Guys, get your shit together.
So my advice is either marry a woman, or if you're marrying a man. Man, get your shit together.
Just like, help.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this thing nowadays where it's like,
yeah.
Well, it never should have been, but it certainly shouldn't be now where, like, oh, the girl plans the wedding. Like, this is a party. Guys like parties. What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. And you do care. Just, like, speak up. Come on now. Help out.
Anyhow.
My second tip is that we found a really good balance of making it about us, but also curating an experience for our guests. And I think it's really hard to not lean one way or the other. You're either trying to people please and your wedding kind of becomes about, like, your parents and the guests and, like, is everyone else having a good time and not enough about you? Or it becomes like, well, I don't care. This is what I want. This is my experience. At the end of the day, you are trying to curate an experience that is all about you, that is going to be seen through the lens of all of your favorite people. Mm-hmm. And I think we always kind of kept that in mind of, like, what is their experience? Even down to you, like, designing the menus for the reception. It was like you wrote a little thing. It was so us, but it was like we didn't need those. Like, we weren't reading those menus in the moment. That wasn't our experience, but it was like, I want you to experience us. So yes, it was so us, but it was made for them. You are hosting a party, so you can't just do stuff that's like, well, I'm just doing it because I like it. You have to do it because the majority will like it. And I think once we hit that balance, that's why everything really came together so well, and it was a great experience for us and for everybody there.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, my last tip actually just kind of falls into that, which is that, like, remember that. Why, one reason I think that our wedding felt so special to me and to some guests was that, like, we didn't act like it was a performance. Like, think about most of the weddings that you've been to. It's like you pull up, you watch people get married. It's like you're watching from the outside instead of being a part of it. And I feel like we just did whatever we could to make it feel more like a party than a performance. And, like, it felt like it showed in how people have, like, told us how the day went and stuff. So break the fourth wall. Like, you can talk to your guests. Like, you don't have to just wait for walking around from table to table. Like, you can look at them during your ceremony. You can address them throughout the day. Like, even saying that, address them, and that being a normal thing that we're like, yeah, you should address your guests at the wedding. Like, no, like, hang out with them. Like,
yeah.
This, the point of a thing like this is to bring two communities together and celebrate the fact that a new commitment is being made and you're celebrating it together with everybody that you love. So, like, do it together and bake ways in to make sure that the, like, the fourth wall is broken. It makes you, it's like when you're watching The Office, you're like, you feel like you're in the office because they're looking at you.
Yeah, you feel a part of it.
Yeah.
And you should be.
So find ways to bring people into it instead of, like, make it fun for them to watch.
Yeah. I think keeping in mind, like, is this what would happen if I invited people over to my home? right. is such a good mindset to have.
Yeah.
You know?
And like our overall vision was like a party we would have in our backyard, but just fancy and big.
Yeah. Elevated version of that. Yeah. Yeah, I think having that lens over everything is what made it feel so good and what made it like just a little bit different. Best wedding
great,
honey. Ever.
We did great, great, great. Love you. I love you too. Wow. What a day.
Oh, I never want to stop talking about it.
Then we had our honeymoon and we made babies.
Oh, I wish.
That'd be sick.
I wish. I mean, I don't want to be pregnant yet, but I wish that we could just be like, oops.
Me too.
Happened.
I'm so jealous.
Damn it.
Of all you people that you can just be like, oh no.
I slipped.
It slipped. I just didn't know. And then you get to decide.
Yeah. It was so fun not having to worry about that like most of my life. Yeah. And then now that I like want a baby, it's like, damn it.
Yeah.
I wish it could happen.
And then you're like, wait, are we ready? And then you're like, we could be. Let's do it. And then you do it. Yeah, it's cute.
I want my period to be late and be like, oh no. Is it happening? Like, yikes.
That'll happen with.
Yeah, you're right.
That'll happen.
That will happen.
We will get that. We just won't get the surprise.
But that's what I mean. I want to be like, that's like the, oh, no, like, oh shit. And then be like, wait a minute. I'm a full adult. I can
Could this be?
A baby?
A baby.
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for staying up with us. As we said in the beginning of the pod, it would be a great help if you could just give us some 5 stars, only
love.
5 stars, and then just like follow the pod and subscribe to the pod on all the different places,
and always keep us in the loop of what you want to hear from us. If you guys have suggestions, just like our wedding, we want this to be a communal thing.
Always keep us in your heart.
Will be
also heart. We're gonna get back to sharing listener stories at the end of every episode.
Juicy. Email
so
us.
So please email us at stayinguppod@gmail.com.
You got it. See y'all next week.
Thanks for staying up.
Good night.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is.
And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince.
I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
The competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly, and I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing, and they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman, and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket is from them.
The best. Healthiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.